Is WhatsApp dangerous? Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook. Use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter. And listen on iTunes and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Mack Weldon. It's a premium men's essentials brand that Jimmy is wearing today and seems very comfortable in. For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter the promo code CLNS at checkout. We're also powered by Little Park Media, where ideas come to life and where we're both sitting, producing corporate videos and podcasts to tell your story. For more, check out LittleParkMedia.com or contact info at LittleParkMedia.com. So, do you use WhatsApp?
I will admit.
You don't.
No.
Oh.
No.
You do.
A certain someone in my life, whether she wants to admit it or not, was using WhatsApp when she was abroad in South Africa a few summers ago. And it was
so
my
you
first. I did, because I wanted her to make sure she understood that she could reach me if she could not reach her mother.
Right.
And I used it maybe once or twice. I don't use it on a regular basis.
Right.
And now that I've read this article and what's been going on with it, I think I'll be deleting it
right.
from my apps.
Well, I think I may have deleted it. I had it in there for like you. I think I accidentally, what's the other? Oh, you know what it was? I was trying to download WeChat.
Oh, that's different.
Because that's Asia, right?
Right.
That's the one. And so I needed to get WeChat to talk with someone in Asia. I accidentally got WhatsApp. And was trying to reach them on WhatsApp, and I was totally confused. And then I go, "Oh, that's the wrong one." So I have WhatsApp, but I haven't used it.
Do you remember when it used to be "Sorry, wrong number"? Now
yes.
It's "Sorry, wrong app."
Right. That's right. And I also didn't know that this was owned by Facebook.
That much I knew.
You did know.
Yeah, I did know that.
Oh, wow.
And it's fascinating to me that Facebook again is involved with another technology.
That is scary.
That can influence people's minds.
Exactly. And what we mean by that is this. So WhatsApp engages in content that's described as dark social content. Now, did you know that there was even such a term? Like we've heard of the dark web.
I've heard of the dark web.
Right.
I get that
I did not know that there was dark social. What does that mean, Jimmy?
It means whatever you post out there and share with whomever you're following or friends with or in your group. It's group messaging.
Because it's not public unless
it's private group messaging.
Right, exactly.
Okay. And as soon as it is shared,
right.
It disappears.
Right. And it could go viral within your, like the group can send it.
No, you have to take a screenshot.
Right, exactly.
You taught me
yes,
that.
Yes, you have to take a screenshot.
You can't forward. It's, it really is, it's almost designed for hateful thinking. This is what bothers me about it. You can start a revolution with that WhatsApp.
Right.
Because you're galvanizing a private army.
Wow, that's. Man, Jimmy, that's some
deep
that you stitched
deep
together
doo-doo.
That
one.
That's
that was deep doo-doo.
That's deep doo-doo. I need a giant shovel for that one, a snow shovel. No, that's
but
pretty
that,
amazing.
You
but
could.
You're right. No, you could.
And that's why it's dangerous.
That's what the problem is here, right? Because
right?
there's a lot of, it is festering. It is the place where a lot of news goes to be born as fake.
Yes. And on top of all that, there's horrific examples of what can happen when that fake news gets in a private group,
right.
And then is acted upon.
For example,
yes.
I didn't know, by the way,
200 million people are using WhatsApp.
I did not know that, but it doesn't surprise me because it's a global app, right? It's one that
22 official languages.
It's amazing. And what the reason when we started hearing, and I remember hearing about this, was the fact that in this past summer in July. There was this spread of misinformation around child kidnappings,
mm-hmm.
right? It was in this chat group, and it was like a mob lynching as everyone started sort of passing this around, especially in places like India and so forth,
mm-hmm.
where a large group, I guess 75%.
75% of their
of
people,
their people
using
use
WhatsApp.
WhatsApp, right? And so it was through these groups that these accusations spread of child kidnapping. They went viral and it wasn't true. And so, you know, Facebook has done through WhatsApp, they've done a number of different things to try to address this issue, but there is still this big concern. And from the Washington Post, This opinion piece by Nicole Riglio, I guess, is her name. Here's a quote. "Unfortunately, WhatsApp's efforts will do little to stem the flow of false news as it fails to address the unique nature of its platform. It is not considered typical social media as its platform is not public. Its content lies in a social media black box."
Right.
"Locked in this black box as dark social, a term coined by the journalist Alexis Madrigal to describe social sharing that occurs entirely outside what can be measured by web analytics platforms."
And that means, you know, users cannot report inappropriate posts either.
Right. No, and that's the thing.
Right.
Like, you can't just, because it's private and it happens within a group.
Right.
The only way that you can do that is you have to
take a screenshot
and then send that by other means, you know, to...
But WhatsApp is moving video, isn't it?
No, like, it's not just...
It's just text?
You can do text. I don't know if there's... Again, I haven't used it except to communicate.
No, but I think you can make calls on it.
You can. Oh, yeah. Yes, you can make calls.
Yeah, so there's video. I mean, I guess so. It's moving pictures.
It's moving content.
Moving
I know
content,
that, yes.
Right. It's not just stills. That's why a screenshot can only be taken in a while using it.
Right.
Live,
it's hard. I have the app. I haven't really used the app. And so I don't understand. Again, just this story here has educated me quite a bit about this whole dark social thing. It scared me as well.
Scared me too.
Right? And there was the Reuters Institute for the Study of Journalism are suggesting that this is a problem that will only continue to grow worldwide. And users are looking for more private spaces to communicate. Now, I get it. You know, maybe it's because
human behavior.
It is human behavior.
You know, that's what bothers me again. But it's feeding bad human behavior, Dan.
Right.
And you know, like we've talked about the climate in society, that we feed this hateful doctrine. And, you know, we don't have to make it political again, but we, you know, who I blame for this. And that's
Trump is behind WhatsApp.
This plays right into, I wonder if Mr. Trump has a WhatsApp.
It's called Twitter.
Right. I know. Exactly.
That's
right.
That's what he has.
But point being, in other words, that's the social media of choice that he
uses.
But how do we know that he doesn't have a private group?
Well, we don't
that
know
includes
that.
Those Russians and all the people that he's fired, I might add, too.
So is this a function of society now has technology in its hands, so they're becoming much more diabolical? Or has society always been that way, but this kind of discussion that now happens across social media and other forms of media happened on the front porches or stoops of homes or in bars?
It was actually interpersonal communication direct with human-to-human contact, as opposed to anonymous, if you will, communication.
So it was happening.
Because it disappears.
So it was happening, but it was happening. The rest of the world couldn't tell that it was happening.
Think about it, Dan.
Right.
We've talked about this. Cameras are everywhere.
Right.
You've got surveillance video. You've got people walking around with cameras in their back pockets for smartphones. You can't really get away with anything in the public anymore.
No.
WhatsApp feeds this desire by humans to do something that they really just want to share amongst their buddies.
Right. And it can be really bad stuff.
That's right.
But I guess
because you know you're going to post it, it's going to disappear. Because I learned a long time ago from lawyers, anything that you put in the digital universe
can be
tracked down.
Exactly.
Now, WhatsApp, I believe you can't track it.
I'm sure there's always a way to eventually pull something back, but who
sounds
knows?
Like it doesn't.
But right, the nature of it, the nature
of
it is not.
Right,
exactly. But is it, so here's where technology makes it dangerous,
store it
right?
Anywhere. Here's they don't what, store it anywhere.
Right. But here, I think, I don't know.
Right,
I said, right, you know, as if
get,
I know.
Get here's the CIA the on the phone.
Right. Here's the thing. Is it the fact that now, okay, people have always had these kinds of conversations with each other face to face? But it becomes more dangerous now when you have the reach of the entire globe at your fingertips.
Right.
So, yes, everybody was having these conversations, you know, in Australia, in Africa, here in the United States, in Mexico, wherever. But there wasn't any way to really connect those voices. in a significant way. But due to technology, social media, and the dark social web, it is now possible for me to be stupid in my neighborhood and find Mr. Stupid in another neighborhood and some Mr. Stupid around the world, and all of us stupid get together.
And that's dangerous.
That's dangerous.
And the commentary, I've got a cough, so why don't you turn down the...
Go ahead, cough.
All right.
Much better.
Sorry about
that. You just missed a really good cough.
Sorry.
I mean, it was, as cough goes, I would give that about a 8.5. That's up
there. Thank you. Appreciate that. I'm going to be moving on to hot beverages in the morning now.
Yes.
The air has changed.
Yes,
I'm getting the post-nasal drip again. Not that anybody cares.
Plus, you're worried about dark social content.
I'm worried about.
And that makes everybody cough.
I'm worried about a lot of things. In this commentary, the writer makes a great point about they're asking for human moderators, again, curating content that's out there that's being forwarded and limiting the amount of people it can be forwarded to, or that becomes the asterisk. That becomes the thing that gains attention by the curators. Hey, this piece of video, what this person said, you know, is being forwarded now by hundreds, if not thousands of people. We better check it out.
Right. Yeah.
And that's a failsafe. And I like that.
Yeah, I like that idea as well.
And I think that's how Facebook is ever going to survive.
Right.
I think that's what they've kind of done. They've taken certain keywords out and they're curating more and more of their content. And I know YouTube's doing the same thing. That being said, it goes back to the last paragraph of this commentary, and it talks about how the right to private communication is certainly worth protecting. After all, we are supposedly a free society, right?
Right, right. Oh, yeah.
Right? Okay. But they need mass sharing over dark social media platforms is likely to cause profound social disruption, particularly as deep fake technology. What the heck is that, right?
Yeah.
Such as manipulated videos.
Oh yeah, I've heard
about
that.
Now I
you know
understand
what it is?
That.
They have, you can turn a, you, there's this new company now that allows people, it's open source, so you can take my face and put it on somebody else's body.
Great.
Or you can create a, for example, an Obama face on somebody and voice
on Trump's
and
body?
On and having saying with the voice saying really scary things.
Right.
And you could have a president saying, I'm going to war with someone, and it looks just like the president saying that, and it could lead to some catastrophic event.
And there are people out there who are diabolical
and they'll do
who
that
want to do
and
that.
Think it's funny.
Right, exactly right.
Yeah.
And Photoshop, you could do that too. Now
yeah, but
it's
this
video.
This is sophisticated,
video.
Right, and open to the public.
So some of these are being manipulated by artificial intelligence too, which basically freaks me out a little bit that the computers really are learning.
They are smarter than
we
are.
They're getting smarter than us because they're not forgetting stuff.
Yeah, the AI got 100 on a test the other day. I got 85.
Yeah, that's right. I know. So
it beat me.
Dangerous.
Made me on a roll.
Dangerous messages only surface in the public sphere when they are transformed into collective violence, and then by then it's too late. Great article.
No, that's
great.
Great. And I think for us, we have to be so careful, and I know there have been a lot of discussions and a lot of meetings out in Silicon Valley around what the ethical considerations around artificial intelligence. And I think anytime you have technology, I think it used to be that we embraced all technology to the full extent. It's like, oh, this is great. This is going to be wonderful. It's going to be great for us to communicate. It's going to be great for e-commerce. You focus on all the positives of the technology as it grows. And then along comes something really bad, and it's like, oops, we didn't realize that someone could take this and do something with it. Just like when the knife was invented, I'm sure it wasn't invented so that somebody could get stabbed. It was invented so you could cut fruit or use it to cut something else in order to build a home or whatever, twine. And then someone realized you could kill people with it. I think you have to think about technology in the same way, that what is good can also be used for very dangerous and evil means. And so with every innovative move, there needs to be two steps of, let's think about this. How could this be misused and abused? What are the ethical considerations that we have to consider? And what do we need to put in place to protect us all?
And doesn't that go back to parenting again, when you tell your children
everything
to make good choices?
Yes.
Make good choices. And yet when the young people become 18 and 19 and they get empowered by their adult status. And
then
we do know
what they want.
Well, that's the problem. You know, again, behavior is you can have infantile behavior at age 55.
Or 70 something.
Or 70 something. How old is he?
Oh, Lord. If you like this episode and Jimmy coughing, let us know. Right. Like us on Facebook. Use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter. Have any questions or comments? Let us know at info@littlepartmedia.com. That's info@littlepartmedia.com.